This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Sci-Fi and Scream Undead, a podcast of Joy 94.9 with Sonya the Screamer and Clay Talks.
Christmas time.
It's beginning to look a lot like murder. No.
It's the time of festering.
Oh, nice.
Festering festive season.
And boils.
Like boils on the tree or baubles? Boiling baubles.
Baubles.
I've got a bauble. Have you got any baubles?
Baubles taken from a fresh man.
And garlands. Yeah. Garlands of tinsel. Or in this case, garlands of rat tails. Do you like that?
Anyway, this is Sci-Fi and Scream Undead. I am Clay Talks, and I'm co-hosting with Sonya the Screamer.
Yes.
Hammer.
Christmas horror to tickle your baubles.
Yeah.
Have you got one?
Fantastic? Are we just doing puns for the whole time? I don't have any.
Oh my God. Oh my God. My voice is squeaking.
Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking. Be careful. I was thinking, yes, you can't go past if you want to watch something to, you know, tickle your fancy bits, something to keep you awake. Sober you up after a long Christmas day of too much cheering, taking of the wine or whatever, then why not sit down and watch a horror film?
Absolutely.
To do with Christmas.
It's the best way to
around
escape
Christmas.
All that niceness. God, that's horrible.
Put the box back into Boxing Day.
Yes.
You know. How about Silent Night, Deadly Night?
That's a classic.
Yes, isn't it? It starts off 1984. It's American slasher horror film directed by Charles E. Sellier. And look, it's horrific.
Yeah.
It's B grade, it's cheap.
It is a deadly night.
It's pretty nasty. And look, Santa goes on a killing spree.
And seriously,
as he would in a Catholic orphanage. Well, he was a Catholic orphan. That's
okay.
That's
after delivering all those presents, I would just go on a rampage as well. Like, is it Santa? Is it a Santa store Santa?
No, he dresses as Santa.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Because he's got some issues about being raised in an orphanage by nuns who treated him badly, an abusive,
those
you know,
nuns have
childhood.
A lot to answer for.
Yes, I know. Nuns and nunettes, or whatever they're called. He's a very unhappy young man who, you know, goes down your chimney, but, you know, it's not the cookies and milkies after.
No, it's the blood.
It's the blood of the virgins. In any case, that's a good one to start with. And there's about four or five of the films.
Oh, really?
Kill me if I'm wrong. No, there's more.
Okay.
They never stop. No. So just watch those on repeat, and that should get you off to a nice deep slumber.
Yes.
Under the tree.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is Silent Night, Deadly
Night. Is a big
knife.
Yeah. Another one that's more recent, 2007, and it's a American-Canadian production, P2. Do you know that one?
I don't know that one at all.
Platform 2, basically. It's, the interesting thing is, it's directed by Frank Calhoun, and Alexandra Aja is one of the producers. Now, those French people, because there's something else there for a second, those French people, they've done films like High Tension or Haute Tension, a lesbian slasher thriller, and really bad ones like Piranha 3D. So we won't go there. That's a good one for New Year's, probably at the beach.
Look, I think it's one of those films that is so bad it's good. Like, three double D. I'm not so sure on that was really bad.
I didn't go there, but look, the talent. This is the talent of these people. Now, basically, it's about what happens in an underground parking garage level. That's where the whole thing takes place. It's about how to escape. The protagonist, a young woman, Angela, she's trying to get home for Christmas Eve. You know, it's that whole thing of I'm trying to get home from work, you know, post-Christmas.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yes, yes, Die Hard 1 and 2.
Yep.
It's always about Christmas Eve. Got to get home to the children. Got to get home to the, you know, to the family, to the Christmas tree and celebrate what a wonderful year it's been. And a lot of these horror films, there are all the suspenses around how to get the hell from work back home again.
Mm-hmm.
P2 does it in an underground garage with the most menacing. It's no wonder he ended up in American Horror Story. Where's Bentley?
Oh, yay.
Well, he's got those eyes.
Is he a child at this point?
No, he's growing up, but he's a psychopath.
Oh, in 2007.
And he's a security guard, and he's a psychopathic one.
I do love Wes Bentley. I think he is a great, scary person.
So if you like Cat and Mouse, if you like these sort of chases, will he, won't he, will she get away, you're going to love this. It's to die for.
Oh, I will check it out.
Another one. I've got this one, and I mentioned it to you. It's foreign. Shouldn't say that. But it's Finnish, and we're not finished yet. Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale.
I have seen the short. I haven't seen
the
feature.
Did you see the short? The short is
intense.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
And what's it about?
It's about people capturing wild Santas.
I know.
And selling them to
Father Christmas.
For food? Is it selling them for food? Or?
No, they send them to malls all across America.
Oh, okay, cool.
Boxes. Yep. Rare Exports.
Yeah.
Stamped on the outside.
Not rare escorts.
Could be. Yep. But it's such an original idea.
Yeah, definitely.
And they made a short film, and then they made the longer version, which is just a delight. You must see it.
I am willing to see it.
2010. Considered a dark fantasy horror thriller film. And, I mean, seriously, his name's Jelmari Helander. What a great, great idea. I don't know what he's been doing since. But puts Lapland on the table.
All right. Finland.
Finland, Lapland. But look, I would recommend that highly. That one and one I haven't seen. But I would recommend it if I could see it. Krampus.
I so want to see Krampus.
And you still haven't seen it? It wasn't released in Australian cinemas.
It had no Australian cinema release.
Absolute BS.
Yeah.
And seriously. Just because he eats children.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever.
At this stage, it's not on any of the streaming services. The only place you can pay for it... Who pays for stuff now? At iTunes.
You do.
We do. I pay for Netflix.
We do. Because we're like good people.
But I like my... I like paying one fee and then getting all my stuff.
You like all your baubles.
Yes, that's right. But it is available on iTunes, so I'm definitely planning to check that out. I might actually make my mum watch it on Christmas Day. So
why, you want her to be sick? No. But Krampus. We love Krampus because Krampus is like, it's the Father Christmas / Santa / Goat God that really, really...
It's the anti-Santa.
Well, it's just the anti-capitalism too. Yeah. It's like children that are naughty get eaten by Krampus. He roasts them and he eats them. He puts them in the sack, takes them into the woods. A big fire is made, a lot of fun around the fire with other Krampusy people. And then they eat the naughty children. I mean, there's no better, what do you call it? Deterrence. Deterrence. Yes, that's the word. To a child than to be threatening them with being eaten by Krampus.
Yeah. Because there are certain children that, you know, Santa's making a list. You're not getting presents.
I think
I think
adults might be good to throw in the sack.
Yes.
Well, not into the sack for sex, but to
so,
be eaten.
So, Donna, what are we having for Christmas? Well, there's turkey, pork,
there's Trump.
And roast child.
Roast Trump.
Roast Trump.
I wouldn't eat that. Mm. So Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale, go see that. Now...
We were actually talking about Krampus, but sure.
Oh, sorry. Well, there is... I'm going to give it away. But there's a bit of a... Maybe there's a bit of a Krampus thing happening.
Oh, okay.
See, what is Father... They're actually... I'm giving it away here. But the Santas are actually...
Krampuses.
The elves.
Oh.
Now I've really ruined it. Okay.
Yeah. It's what you do.
It is going to be Christmas, festering season, and of course, animals can sense your fear. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sorry. I thought this was going somewhere. Okay.
That's going nowhere. However, while you're under the tree and you've stretched yourself out, you've emptied your sack, you know, of all your prezzies or human heads or whatever it is that you've got in there, why not sit down and watch some science fiction?
Oh.
That has Christmas themes in
there
it.
There are Christmas themes science fiction?
I know. I didn't believe it until I heard about it and read it and thought about it and went, oh, yeah, that's right.
Is one of the aliens set at Christmas?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sorry, spoilers.
Prometheus? Yes.
There is Christmas in Prometheus, actually.
Yes.
But you didn't like Prometheus, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't know. Okay, cool. But it's still got some Christmas themes in it.
Yeah.
Yes. The Alien Universe. Of course, Christmas comes into it. The acid blood xenomorph scream holiday spirit like nothing else in sci-fi.
Absolutely.
Let's face
not
it. And it all begins around the Christmas period. It's just they're having Christmas. There's one little Christmas tree, apparently, a tiny little Christmas tree. And we see a very drunk and beautiful Idris Elba, of course, hovering around that tree in the inside the whatever it is, a spacecraft or something. That's about it. And they talk about Christmas with dinner or food and. That's your Christmas thing.
Does he have sex with Charlize Theron for Christmas?
Oh. I don't know.
Okay. This is some point
sex?
In the film.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that film was. Basically. Oh, I got bored.
I liked it.
Oh, God, I don't care. I just found it to be, I found it to be very eugenics and I wasn't really keen on the big white, bluey white people. But in any case, there's your Christmas. Take that. Prometheus.
What other sci-fi did you find in your Christmas
adventures? Well, in my Christmas stocking, I found Brazil. Terry Gilliam's 1985 dystopian science fiction film. It's got the wonderful Jonathan Pryce and, of course, features the fabulous Robert De Niro in the pipes. That is set around Christmas. I had to watch it again to see if that was real or not. But yes, there are a couple of Christmas trees in there between Catherine Helmand getting a facelift. We love that scene. So yeah, look, it's a crazy film. It's a fabulous film about, well, it's pretty much George Orwell's 1984, but made into some 1980s MTV video, if you think about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's got a Christmas theme in there. And the other one I've got is Gremlins. That's always, that's a slash between horror and sci-fi,
I suppose.
It's a crossover,
but yes, that is it one that's set at Christmas? Yes,
the first one.
Present. Yeah.
Yes, because it's a little present. Open it up and there it is. Just don't add water. Joe Dante's fabulous comedy horror film from 1984. Very black, very dark, but balances well with the Christmas spirit.
And loads
setting.
Of comedy in there too. So,
yeah, and it's really a merchandising gift, that film.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would
it's
love
a gift
to
it keeps
get...
on giving.
It's got the wonderful Phoebe Cates. Hello. Mm-hmm. Always lovely. Don't know what she's doing now. Probably sitting by a pool as we speak. And, of course, we've got something special. Children of Men.
Oh,
that's a good movie. I know. Alfonso Cuarón's film based on the British-American, is basically, with Clive Owen, based on P.D. James' 1992 novel, Children of Men.
But nothing like it.
No, nothing like it, pretty much. So don't bother reading the book or seeing the film. Whatever, takes your pick. But, yes, it's all about, so it's around the time of Christmas and around the time of, well, about the birth of the Christian child, I suppose.
Yeah.
So,
if you haven't
seen it,
it's
quite a religious film, this one. It's quite faith-orientated and very philosophical as well.
If you haven't seen it, the youngest human being is killed at the age of 19. So, and that...
Because everybody's an aging
sterile.
Population. Yes, there's no more fertility, no future.
And shortly thereafter.
But there's Julianne Moore.
Oh. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Driving backwards. Love that. And I'll finish up. If it's horror and space that you want, where no one can hear your jingle bells. Jingle. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Oh, my
the
God.
The 1964
I did not even
film.
Think of that. So
it's fabulous. The soundtrack is to die for, and it has a very young Pia Zadora. She's 8 years old in this film. It's a strange little alien creature dressed in a Santa outfit. In reality, look, it's a sci-fi holiday movie. It's really crap. It's not very good at all. Makes absolutely hardly any sense. But it's like one of those really tacky Christmas cards from the 60s.
Yep.
It's very colourful. It's almost technicolour. It's just strange. And I can imagine John Waters as a young person getting off on this film.
Yeah.
He probably has mentioned that somewhere. But look, it is, yeah, possibly one of the worst films of all time, directed by Nicholas Webster. But it's hilarious and is set around the Christmas Yuletide season.
And I'm just guessing, but it's probably free on YouTube.
It is. So, yeah. You can watch it anytime now if you have some kind of form of access to online. Mm-hmm. But also the film is seen. You do see a little bit of the film in Elvira's movie Macabre. So, look, it does have a great, interesting influence, certainly. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, I'll just leave you with that.
Had a very shiny...
Very shiny antennae.
Yeah.
Anyway, all nose.
That's
what I would suggest you do for Christmas. Watch something a little bit different, a little bit scary, and then after you've had way too much excess, finish off with Santa Claus of what is it? Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
When you finish off your Traduncan, which is a bit of a horror show in itself.
Yeah. And by that stage you're probably ready to, you know, throw the tree out the window, probably. Mm. Christmas tree, I mean.
It's family.
Family or not.
Yeah.
Christmas is all about taking.
Oh, okay.
So that's the reflection I see on my baubles.
Mm-hmm. The reflection of taking.
Mm.
Look, Christmas, I'm always happy when it's over.
Yeah. Mm. I usually watch Empire Strikes Back, to be honest.
Oh, okay. You can
watch Yoda and Dagobah over and over again. Lift that X-Wing. Lift it. Okay. Lift that bugger, you know.
Well, that sounds like a lovely Christmas day.
Is Yoda gay? Or is he just green?
I don't think it matters.
Doesn't matter. He's kind of queer, though.
Yeah.
He's kind of like, you know.
Well, you have to. Well, that's probably just where it keeps.
Is that a Yoda on your back? Or are you just pleased to see me?
He does a lot of riding in the back of some people.
He does. Have you seen those dirty. Yeah, anyway, don't talk about that.
No. There is the Star Wars porn parody.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I forgot. The Star Wars Holiday Special. Sorry, people.
Is there a Star Wars Holiday Special?
What are you talking about? You don't know about this?
No, I do not know anything about it.
Oh my God.
Keep talking.
Star Wars Holiday Special, 1978. Like, George Lucas wanted to ban it. He had it removed from anywhere online, so people could not access it. In the last couple of years, something happened. He decided... Oh, what the hell. People love that shit.
In my defense, I was one at the time.
Right. It basically has songs. Princess Leia sings. Harrison Ford sings. And Chewbacca, Scratchy and Lumpy, his wife and his Chewbacca child, they also
celebrate
sing.
The birth of Jesus.
And for the first half hour, they're all speaking Wookiees.
Okay.
No one knows what. There's no subtitles, nothing.
So is Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher actually in it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And Mark Hamill.
Oh, right.
And Dionne Carroll sings a song as some sort of an alien dancer. Jefferson Starship singing it.
Oh.
And Bea Arthur's in it.
Oh, my God.
She's the barman or barwoman. In the cantina. You have to see
this. I definitely got to check this out now. I did not know about this.
It's on YouTube. It's terrible, but it's brilliant. I love it. And you can hear a little bit of it in this podcast. Because I put it in the thing folder for you. Sorry, you have to cut that out.
Yeah. It wasn't. No, you just got in there. All right.
So rejoice. Rejoice.
Rejoice.
That we have the Star Wars Holiday Special.
I am going to definitely be checking that over the holiday
period. You
need
to be drunk when you're watching it.
That can be arranged. All right. Thank you so much. And have a wonderful Christmas period if you're listening to this before Christmas. Have a wonderful New Year if it's after Christmas. If it's sometime in the middle of the year, go
back. Be careful after dark.
Yes.
And, hold on to your baubles and your lightsaber and your... I was going to say hemlock, but your eggnog.
It's the lesbian coming with all the gay puns.
All right. Okay. Sci-Fi and Scream Undead for Christmas on Joy 94.9.
Good night. Or day.
Because of the following special program, Wonder Woman and the Incredible Hulk will not be presented this evening.
That's it. I'm turning back. I know your family's waiting. I know it's an important day. All right, we'll give it a try. I'll set short coordinates. We won't jump far. I'll get you back there in time, pal. Trust me. Our only hope now is to outrun that Imperial garbage scow, though. I'm going to Lightspeed. That's the spirit. You'll be celebrating Life Day before you know it. Stand by. Here's where we say goodbye to our unpleasant friends.
Special, starring Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Harrison Ford as Han Solo, Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia, with Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca, R2-D2 as R2-D2, and James Earl Jones as the voice of Darth Vader. Introducing Chewbacca's family. His wife, Mala. His father, Itchy. His son, Lumpy. With special guest stars, Beatrice Arthur, Art Carney, Diane Carroll, the Jefferson Starship, Harvey Korman, and an animated Star Wars story on the Star Wars Holiday Special. The Star Wars Holiday Special, sponsored by General Motors. People building transportation to serve people.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.